You're listening to the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. Welcome to the Master Passive Income Show. This is Dustin Heiner, and I'm here to help you get financial independence, quit that J-O-B, that just overworked job, by investing in real estate so you never ever have to work a job again. And today, we're going to be talking about how you can grow your business by having an abundance mindset and serving other people, as opposed to a scarcity mindset, thinking it's all dog-eat-dog and you're going to have to fight and compete, because it's better if we work together, and I'm going to show you how. All right, let's start the show.
Welcome to the Master Passive Income Podcast, where we talk about investing in real estate with a special focus on making enough money so you can quit your job and live the dream life. And now, here is your host, Dustin Heiner.
What up? Super blessed as always to have you here with me on the show. Now, I got to tell you about a couple things I just did recently. Now, I went to a real estate investor conference. Now, you guys know I put on my conference, the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, but I know because real estate is awesome when you're around other people, when you are connecting and working with other people. So I go to conferences. So I drink my own Kool-Aid, I guess, if that you would say, because here I am encouraging you to come to my conference, but I also go to conferences. So I went to another conference this week, the MTR Summit. Super nice people. It was awesome. Just between me and you. Don't tell anybody at the MTR Summit. It wasn't a community. It wasn't. There was a lot lacking. I'm not going to say much more. I just know, as I've seen other conferences, it could be a little bit better. A little bit of better attention to details, all that stuff, but I'm not going to worry about or talk to you much more about that. What I want to say was that I met a lot of amazing people, though. The conference, you know, from my conference hat, take that off, and more of an attendee, a real estate investor hat, and met a lot of people and met a lot of awesome people that I'm going to be connecting with and working with. Now, being MTR, midterm rentals, I've never done one. So I wanted to learn from the people who have done it, as well as connect with people, get awesome people. Now, it does so happen that there were some awesome sponsors there that I hopefully will be bringing to RubeCon to also sponsor it, because these are companies that I'm going to be using in my investing. All my investing, I'm going to be turning one of my properties into a midterm property, so I'm utilizing them. But this is the purpose of this episode today, is exactly what I did this last weekend. Is I went and I networked with other people, with other real estate investors. I wanted to get around other people, because if I just keep thinking and investing myself without learning or getting around other people, seeing how they're doing it, I'm very limited. Like, I know that I am not all that smart. Now, I have, you know, finances and properties and stuff, but there are a lot of people much smarter than me. I'd much rather be around them. I'd much rather be around them and have them tell me what they're doing, or even maybe hire some of them on to work for me. Now, with the idea of networking and connecting with other people, I want you to have that perspective, is that it's all about people. Real estate is all about people. Real estate is not about properties. Real estate is not about, it's really not about trying to make money, even though that's the byproduct. If you realize the best thing that you can do in all your businesses, it's to look at people and how you can serve those people, how you can make their lives better. And as you make their lives better, more than likely, it'll come back in return. Well, I wouldn't say more than likely, like literally 90% of the time, if you're making somebody else's life better, it's going to come back to you in multiple different ways, from you making more money, making more connections. You know, that last 10%, you might not get anything in return, but you do get a return because you've served somebody else. And I know, as I read the Bible says that Jesus says it's more blessed to give than receive. And that's even just giving, not just something tangible like money, which is good to give, but even your time, even your effort, even your just compassion for somebody, that is a great thing to give. Now, with all of this idea of making you a better real estate investor, also, honestly, even a better person in general that I would actually want to be around, we need to start looking at a few different characteristics that as we are going about our lives, investing and meeting people, there is a big term, there's a big thought that I actually had to change from the very beginning. And in this episode, I'm going to walk you through all of it, but it's basically two things. It's scarcity and abundance, which I'll go into in a little bit. But when you have a scarcity mindset, you're acting differently than if you have an abundance mindset. If you can, instead of looking at the world, if you look at the world and say, you know, the world is out to get me, it's out to make me, you know, crush me, the world's bad, all that sort of stuff, you know, like everybody out there is against you and it's competition, well, then you're going to have that perspective and it's a scarcity mindset. So you're going to be fighting for everything and really not looking to serve people. Instead, if you have an abundance mindset and look at the world or the people around you as, hey, these people don't want worst for me. They actually want better for me. So think, man, this world, life is out to help me, not out to get me. And so that is what you really need to take away, is that there are so many things going for you than there are against you. And as you keep looking to serve other people, helping them to invest better, to make more money, then in the end, it will come back to you in return. Now, in today's episode, Terry Schauer of the Real Escape Investing Podcast, she's a part of, and her podcast is a part of the Master Passive Income Podcast Network. She asked me and said, hey, Dustin, I know it would be a lot of money and a lot of time if you were to fly up to Canada, Montreal, to come and speak at our investor event, but would you be able to record a video that explains about how somebody can actually grow their business by networking, by communicating, by having an abundance mindset? And I said, absolutely, I'll do that. And honestly, as I was recording, I was like, shoot, this is really good stuff that I want my audience, Master Passive Income, I want you to learn. Because honestly, I learned the hard way and it took me so much longer to learn all this. And I wish I would have learned sooner. And the reason why is because when I learned the abundance mindset over scarcity mindset, learned how to treat people, how to take care of people, how to serve people, my business literally skyrocketed. All of my businesses, from real estate investing to Master Passive Income to the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference and all the above, my income as well as my influence just kept on increasing. And that's really what I want for you. That's why I have the podcast, is to give you all the insights of what I'm doing, of what's making my life, my business, my investing even better. Now, you've been hearing me recently talk about the short-term property that I am actually buying and should be closing here in next week. I'm super pumped to be closing on this property. It will be a short-term property. We'll move into it for about a year, see if we like living in Tennessee, and then move out and leave it as a short-term rental property. It could be midterm, but we're leaving it as a property. And this is something you can do as an investor, is buy a house, move into it, put 5% down, 3.5% down with an FHA loan, then refinance it, get out of the FHA loan into a conventional loan, then buy the next house, move into that one, and leave a rental property. It's maybe like a reverse house hack, I guess. But what I'm saying is there are so many great ways to invest. And if you're around right people, I didn't come up with this. Somebody helped me to figure this out a long time ago. If you are around right people that can give you the insights, maybe even the coaching, the knowledge, the understanding, and give you insights of what they've done that worked and didn't work, then you're going to be so much better set for success. Now, let's jump into today's show, where I am going to be actually sharing with you the video or the talk that I gave for the Equity Builders Group up in Montreal, Canada, so that you can see how I have actually grown so much more as I seek an abundance mindset instead of a scarcity mindset. All right, here we go. Hey, everybody up there in Montreal, Canada, super excited to be here with you. And I love that I get to actually share some information and some knowledge that I've learned along the way as I've been investing in real estate. Now, Terry and Axel are friends of mine. They came to the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. Terry, she is actually a part of the network that I have of just helping lots and lots of people to invest in real estate. Now, we were chatting about everything she's doing and you guys are doing up there investing in Canada. And I am actually really excited to also have my audience from Master Passive Income learn about how to invest in Canada. Because, and here's the big thing, you might be thinking, oh my goodness, people might be investing from that are not anywhere in our country, they might be coming in and taking some properties. Now, that's not something that we should be concerned about, because I'll get into it in just a second. Just like people from Canada love to invest in America because we have cash flow, we have everything you guys have, but it's just a different market, which is really, really great news because you don't have all your eggs in one basket. Now, when I first got started, and this is a big reason why Terry and XL wanted me to come on and share with you, when I first got started in 2006, this was before in America, we had a crash of 2008, where the economy was just horrible, real estate was crashing, everything was really, really bad. Now, I was investing in passive income, cash flow from all my properties, basically buying rental properties that made me money every single month in passive income. That's not necessarily the route that I want to go. I want to tell you about my limited mindset in thinking that there's only just a little bit out there that I needed to fight for it. See, now I played a lot of sports growing up. I've been very competitive, and it's always when you're competing, there's a winner and there is a loser. Now, I personally took that into my real estate investing in my businesses. It's a bad mentality. And I was thinking that there was only so much to go around and I needed to fight for every little bit. In fact, I was telling people that I was an investor, they would ask me where I was investing, like what city I was investing in, what types of properties. They were asking me all these questions on what I was doing. I was literally thinking in my mind, if I told them, then oh my goodness, I will be having competition on all the properties and we're going to be outbidding each other. It's going to be horrible. So I wasn't telling anybody for many, many years. And then honestly, I wish this would have happened. This change would have happened a long time ago, was if I would have realized, instead of having a limited mindset or a scarcity mindset, that means there's so little that we need to fight for every bit of it. Instead, having an abundance mindset, that is where you're thinking there's so much to go around. We can help each other out. Just like I have a lot of people that invest from Canada in America and vice versa. We have people that invest in Canada as well as other countries. We have one of our students actually invest in the Dominican Republic. And it's so fun that we can invest all over the entire world and still make cash flow. But at the same time, and this is the reason why you're here with Terry and XL, at the same time, be helping each other, having an abundance mindset. My business grew so much more and faster when I started looking at how I can help other people and how I can connect and work with other people. You're taking a huge step by being here with Terry and XL and everything that they're doing, because you're going to be a part of a community. You're going to be a part of a lot of other people who are helping you to figure out how they've done it and then how you can do it and how you guys can work together. So when I had the scarcity mindset, I was just buying property after property as fast as I could, but it was so limited because I did not know everybody. I did not have all the financing in place. I didn't have the property managers or contractors in place. I was literally trying to do this all on my own. As soon as I got working with other people, started connecting, networking, going to meetups, everything that you're doing now, and then getting education, which is the next step, I started started growing so much more. My businesses started growing and expounding so much more. So that's the big thing. I am super excited to have you be a part of Terry and XL's community here, because in the end, as we all help each other, as we all serve each other, everybody's lives gets better. Because I kid you not, the more people that I serve in my life, right now I try to serve as many people as possible. Everything from my coaching, my real estate investor coaching down here in America, to my conferences that I put on where I try to bring people together so that we all have a very fun time, but also be like-minded and help each other in investing. Everybody's lives get better. My life gets better and everybody else's life gets better. That's why Terry decided to come be a part of the Master Passive Income Network as well. We have a bunch of podcasts where it's just giving out information, because we found the more people that we serve in our lives, the better our lives get and the better everybody else's lives get. Now, that's definitely the first thing, is you being a part of community, being a part of a group of other investors. And with that, it's so much more information, so much more contacts, so much more success. Because if you have a roadblock in your investing, in your journey, more than likely somebody, you can meet somebody who's already conquered, hurdled that roadblock, or figured out how to get past that. If you could find those right people and then bounce ideas off of them, they're going to help you out. So number one, being a part of a huge community that is a that is the best way for you to grow and scale your business. And if you're just getting started, my goodness, it's so scary. I get it. We all start with one property. It's scary or it's nerve-wracking when you're trying to do your first property. If you're all by yourself, imagine if you had a team of people helping you or being a part of you that are rooting you on and cheering you on, exactly what you guys have up there in Canada. I wish I could be up there, but I'm down here in Phoenix, Arizona, much further away. But I love how you guys are connecting and growing together. Now, the next thing that you absolutely need to have is the knowledge. Now, if you don't have any properties, then you're starting from scratch. But if you have two or three properties, you're going to start growing, and we need to learn how to scale every single step of the way, from starting to getting to your fifth property, getting your 20th property, your 100th property, or even getting into hotels or apartment complexes, storage facilities. Every single step of the journey, there's probably somebody just a little ahead of you, or maybe a lot ahead of you, that you can work with, that you can talk to, that you can communicate with and learn from their knowledge. Now, I personally have lots of students, hundreds if not thousands of students that now invest in America. Usually, we invest in the Midwest, which is lower priced homes, higher priced rents that we can short term, Airbnb type properties to long term or even co-living where they rent out each room. Now, that is something that we've grown and learned how to do and now start teaching people. If you are sitting and learning about everything about real estate investing from the beginning, you got a long journey. Even if you already have five properties, in order to scale that to where you can automate it, to where you can make sure that you, hey, I have this property, I could short term, okay, that might be great. Or I could long term, or I can do a pad split where I'm renting out each room, or I'm doing midterm where it's 30, 60 or 90 days longer term. There's so many different ways to actually invest in real estate. It could be a commercial property. It could be a storage facility. You name it, there's probably somebody in your community, number one, but also somebody that's going to help you that's one or two or 10 or 100 steps ahead of you. Now, you want to get around the right people. Now, I personally love coaching. In fact, I love investing, but that blesses me to be able to serve people. I'm actually a coach in heart. I just love coaching people. I love seeing them have success, because what helps me helps them, and in the end, we all win. And now, to be completely straightforward and honest with you, you pay for your education and the ability to scale your business in one of two different ways, just one of two different ways. You either pay with your time, where you figure out everything on your own, or you pay with your money to get education and knowledge. Those are the only two ways. I paid with my time. In 2006, I started investing and buying property after property. It took me about 6 or 7 years before I actually was financially independent, blessed to be able to quit my job when I was 37 years old. Now, what is amazing is if you instead of pay with your time, because the time is the one commodity that you will never, ever get back. In fact, that's the one commodity you spend and you can never earn more, make more, or get any more of. So if you're using by spending your time, then it's okay. I did that. I wish I didn't. Now, I wish I went the other way. The other way would be to actually spend your money. So you can either learn with your time or with your money, get around the right people. So now my students, they come and work with me. I got hundreds, if not thousands of students now, where now instead of 6, 7, 8 years, like it took me to become financially independent, I've had students in 3 to 4 years. In fact, one student was 2 years, was financially independent working with me. And this is what I'm saying. You need education. First, you need community. And then you need education. And usually, hopefully, and I know Terry and Excel have the same thing combined, where I have a community and education together and the mentoring. The mentoring is one other thing, the other third component that you absolutely need. You need the education, the community, and the mentoring, all three together. See, now, if you pay with your time, you have 7, 8 years. Let's say it takes, like me, 7 to 8 years to get financial independence. Well, instead, how much better would it be if you spent 2, 3, 4, however many, $5,000, whatever it costs to fast track that, to make it so much faster. So instead of taking 7, maybe 10 years to get financial independence, maybe you got it in 5 years or 4 years or 3 years in financial independence. Let's just say we cut it in half. From 10 years, you go down to 5 years. And in 5 years, you're financially independent. Well, let's say whatever money that you spent to fast track you to where you're now, instead of 10 years, to get to financial independent, you're 5 years, that money is so much well spent. That saves you 5 years of your life, that you're now financially independent and now can build more businesses, which is the fourth point that I want to get to.
And I want to pause for a quick second and share that, honestly, I really want you to invest in real estate. Now, my new goal is to help 1 million people invest in real estate. So two things I would ask from you. Number one, if you get anything out of this episode, please share it with somebody else. Just say, hey, you know, check out Dustin at Master Passive Income. He really wants to help 1 million people to invest in real estate. That's number one. Number two, I want to get you to invest in real estate. Get my real estate investing course absolutely for free. Text the word rental, R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. Rental to 33777. I'll literally give you my course, show you how to find an area of the country to invest, how to build the business first. You know, I always talk about that, and how to find the right properties, how to make sure you're getting experts to do the work for you and scale the business to where you're making $250 or more in passive income. Scale it up to quit your job. I'll literally get to you, or go to masterpassiveincome.com/free course. Obviously, it'll be in the description, but I really, really want you to invest in real estate, because the more that actual, normal, everyday people own real estate that are good landlords, the better everybody's life gets.
So what I suggest, and I wish I would have done this a lot sooner, I now pay to get in the room. I now pay to get, meaning around the right people, the community. They also pay to get education. I, even though I have many businesses, I still pay for education because I know now I want to fast track the process. I don't want to learn by the school hard knocks. I don't want to pay with my time. And the best thing is, just like Terry and Axel and what I do, whatever my students pay me for coaching and mentoring them, giving them the community education, they make hand and fist over like 10 or 100 times more than they would ever pay, and they get their time back. So that is what I want to see from you, is having the community, the education, and the mentoring. And then the next thing is where now you are scaling and you actually can build even more businesses, invest in more properties. Now, financial freedom, that's just the gate to get into the area of this amazing life. And that's the starting point. Now, a lot of people think, and I did, I thought this exact same thing, financial freedom or financial independence, that is the end goal. Like, I need to get that. But I kid you not, as soon as I got there, I thought, well, is this it? No, I don't feel fulfilled. I don't feel like I've done everything that I wanted to do. And I was 37 years old when I became financially independent. Now, in becoming financially independent, I realized every property that I bought was an accomplishment, which was great. These accomplishments were fantastic. And then when I quit my job, another accomplishment. But here's the downside, if there is a downside. The only small downside is I did not feel fulfilled in my life. It was great accomplishing financial freedom. But then after about a year of just watching movies at the movie theater to playing golf or exercising, hanging out with the family and the wife and kids, that was all fantastic. But then I started feeling like I was literally not producing. I was not helping society. I was feeling bad. Even though I was making lots of money, I was feeling like I needed something else. Then fast forward, that brought me into now serving other people. Just like I was saying, the fourth thing that we need to do is now scale, or now use our time to now benefit society, benefit yourself and society at the same time. When you get to that point, then you are getting fulfillment. Then you are getting your life back. And like I said, most people, and I did too, financial freedom, we think that that is the end. That's just the beginning. Imagine now you have a 40 plus hours of your life back to you that you can do whatever you want because you're financially free. You quit your job, and I love the term successfully unemployed. That's one of my favorite because I have found a way to provide for myself and my family without working that dead-end J-O-B, that just over broke job. Well, with that, I don't work because it's automatic, because I have a business built that makes me money. I now have 40-plus hours of my life back. Imagine you having 40-plus hours of your life back because of the community, because of the education, because of the mentoring, because you now have fast-tracked it from 10 years and now 5 years you've got financial independence, then you have 40-plus hours of your life back. What are you going to do with your life? I suggest continuing to invest. Then start helping in society. Start being a good, productive member of society and start serving more people. But with that 40-plus hours, you now are able to build more businesses that can serve more people. This is the key. Out of everything, I want you to remember this. If you serve more people in your life will get so much better. And there, the people that you're helping, their lives will get so much better. Now, picture it this way. If you are working a job, you're serving one person, your boss, your boss or the company, the organization, just one thing you are serving. Now, there may be lots of customers, but you only have one person that you're serving, your boss, and that gives your paycheck. Now, you took that time, instead of working for one person, serving one person, you started serving many people. Let's say you start a small business and you have, let's say, 200, 300 customers. Well, you do not get wealthy working for somebody else. You get wealthy as you're working for yourself, having your own investments, and serving more people. If you have a company that serves 300 people, you have 300 people that you're serving, and you're blessing them with services or whatever it is, products, and then you make money, provide for your family. You make so much more money. Everybody knows. If you're working for somebody else, you're limited. You start serving more people. Then you have so many more doors open to you, and you make more money. Then if you imagine, how can I even serve even more people? So instead of just starting one business, maybe you start multiple businesses. I literally have 5 businesses that make me money right now, and I hire amazing people that do all the work for me. Now, I do a lot of work. Don't get me wrong. I definitely do a lot of work. But with that, like my real estate investing, I don't actually do the work in managing the properties. And Terry and Axel will absolutely walk you through how to do all that sort of stuff. But what I do is I hire people and they do the work for me. So we need, you and I, we need to continually work together, come together, connect, network, even finding mentors and working with, like, say, Terry and Axel. And what you need to do is start to realize, how can I serve more people? If you buy one single family home, that's great. You're serving that one family. You're going to make, I'll give you a couple examples. In America, if you buy a single family home, you might be spending $200,000, maybe $250,000 US. And then you actually put a tenant in there, you know, a long-term tenant, rent it out per year. It's a monthly lease, but you rent it out for 12 months, a 12-month lease. And then you charge $2,000 a month. Well, that's one family that you're serving. Here's another thing. What if you did short-term where you're renting out by the day, you know, like Airbnb? You make more money because you're serving more people. That one property can get, let's say, one-night stays, 30 people in one month instead of one family or one person. That's in one. How about another way? What if you did a pad split is what it would kind of be called, but basically like co-living, where you actually rented out each individual room in the entire house, and you rented out, let's say you had 5 rooms, you rented out to an individual person every single month, then you're serving more people. So what we need to do, and as you're talking with Terry and XL and communicating and networking with everybody that you're making relationships right now in up there as you're listening to this, what I want you to be thinking from this point forward, how can I serve more people? Now, with this, eventually you're going to get to the place, even if you're starting from scratch, or you might be 10 properties, 100 properties down the road, you're going to be at least one step ahead of somebody else. If you look to the person to your left, look to the person to your right, you can do that right now. Yeah, it might be a little weird, but start looking to the people around you and start thinking, how can I serve them? Because I'll be completely honest, if you take anything away from this message that I'm trying to give you, is if you look at every single person as, how can I get something out of them? How can they help me get what I want? I kid you not, that's not going to work. It's going to be the worst thing. People are going to, they're going to see you coming a mile away as somebody, it's a taker, and they're not going to want to have anything to do with you. Instead, what I want you to do is have the perspective that I am here to serve other people, and you look at every single person to your left, to your right, front, behind, everybody with you. Right now, if you start thinking, how can I serve that person? And in that conversation, let's say you meet somebody and say, hi, you know, Bill or Jane, or you talk to that person and say, hey, Jane, tell me about you. Help me know what you're doing. How can I help you? What can I do for you to help you get your goals? When you hear somebody say that to you, you might be thinking, man, this person's really, really nice. I really want to connect and stay connected with this person. Same thing. You need to have that perspective. If you come across as a taker, people are going to see that coming a mile away, and they're going to really, honestly, limit how much they work with you. Here's my suggestion. When you guys start networking today and future, I want you to ask the question, how can I serve you? That's a huge, huge question. Now, you can nuance it or tailor it down. Like, they, you might be having a conversation, and this person's looking for their first property, or they might be looking for a property manager, or they might be looking for a way to get funding. You can say, well, how can I help you get funding for that property? They'll be thinking, wow, this Dustin guy, wow, that person's pretty nice. Maybe he can. So if you approach it in the way of serving the other person, then here's the key. It comes back to you. I have found the more people that I serve, and this is the reason why I created my conference, the Real Estate Wealth Brothers Conference, that Terry and Axel, and I think there's a couple other Canadians came down and had a great time with us. The reason why I created that is because I've seen over and over again in my life that my life gets better when I serve other people. So I thought, what better way than create an event where we all come together as a community and we all help each other and we serve more people. So everybody now at my event at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference, they look at me as a big picture saying, how can I serve you as a real estate investor? And I kid you not, just between me and you, I have so many people that want to work with me, that want to help me, that want to send me deals, that want to lend me money, that have great investments that they want me to be a part of just because I put myself out there as a helpful person. So this is my message to you. If you start giving and you start helping other people, it's going to come back and return to you. Like I was saying, there might be somebody 10 steps ahead of you. You can be working with them. But remember, you have to look back and say, who is behind me? You might be one step along the journey of 1,000 steps. Well, you're one step ahead of somebody who's just starting. Maybe you can help that person that's just starting right now. Let's say you're 10 steps ahead. Well, there's 9 other steps that somebody else might be there that you can help. If you take that approach in all of your entire life of serving other people, then by far, you're absolutely going to be so much further ahead than I was ever until I learned this. And then most people, because most people have the mindset of scarcity, meaning there's not enough for everybody. Let's fight for it. Instead, I want you to have the mindset of abundance. And then with that, here's a big key. I want you to think, we do not wait to buy real estate. We buy real estate and then wait. Over time, we know our rents go up. We know our values go up. We know our mortgage comes down because we pay into it. There's so many great things. So when we're serving other people and we don't wait to buy real estate, we buy real estate and then wait. And that is how we actually create generational wealth that we will literally give to our kids. Like you see my kids in the background. I will literally give my businesses and my properties to my kids. Because you cannot give your job, it's a J-O-B, I love the term J-O-B, meaning you're living just over broke. Well, you can't give your job to your kids, but you can give your properties, you can give your knowledge, you can give your network, you can give your business, you can give to other people, especially your kids, in generational wealth. Well, I want to leave this with you, that you are in great hands with Terry and Axel, as well as you have a community of other people around you. If you seek to serve first, you seek to give, you seek to help, trust me, it will come back to you. My life is 100% proven that this is absolutely true. And countless people that I've helped to do the same, their lives have changed as well. And I really appreciate you guys. Thank you so much for having me come and share just a little bit. And I hope to see you sometime soon in the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference that we're going to have. It's an annual conference. Just talk to Terry and Axel. Join their membership, join their coaching, join with them because they're going to help you to invest. And then come hang out with me at the Real Estate Wealth Builders Conference. I'll introduce you with so many amazing real estate investors so that you're going to have an amazing time and grow your business tremendously. All right, guys, see you and God bless.
And that is it for today. Go ahead and get my free real estate investing course. Text the word rental to 33777. R-E-N-T-A-L to 33777. You can also join my Real Estate Wealth Builders group coaching. Get all my courses. All right, guys, we'll see you in the next show. See ya.